It is the Studio W Sports page. I am your host, your main man, Mill, riding shotgun with me all, as always. I got my man, Mr. Kevin Harris, and Mr. Romar Smith. We might have some more guests coming on, cause man, it is an action packed Christmas Eve day for sports. Woo! We got football going on. We got basketball going on. We got baseball to talk about. We might even talk about a little bit of hockey. You just may never know. I don't know how this is going to go. We got a packed house. WB is here in the background, and man, we are rocking the gear. Yo, huge shout out to J&J, our sports apparel guys, man. These guys got everything from jerseys to keychains. I even saw some press-on nails that had Dallas Cowboys on them up in there, man. They got almost everything sports-wise that you can think of. If they ain't got it, they can get it. I got a Man Cave Eagles mat from J&J when we had our little watch party last Monday. Man, the food was awesome. J&J had the spread out going on, man. Had hats, jerseys. I'm rocking one I got from now. My head is warm. It is 10 degrees outside. It felt like 80 under my head because I got this thing right here, man. Don't y'all like it? I think it's dope, man. It's insulated on the inside. Got the puff ball got going on. And yo, my dad is rocking this Mean Joe Green jersey, right?
That's right.
He don't even like the Steelers. He just vibe just because.
That's right.
Just because.
He's like me.
He is a football atheist. See, this is what my dad does. He knows what you like, and then he sees a team that you don't like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you play that team, he will wear that team's jersey. See, that's what my dad does.
Mm-hmm.
They call him cheese for a reason.
That's right. Yeah,
they call him cheese for a reason. But yo, man, Jamil and Naeem, thank you guys. Hey dad.
Yo.
Real talk. I want to see if we can do a watch party.
Why not?
For the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh. I think that could happen. You have J&J over here?
Man, J&J and maybe a couple other folks.
Well, yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we got a greenhouse over at the clubhouse. Green light over at the clubhouse. They say anytime we want to come over there, hey, we're welcome. And they provide the food and the drinks. And we provide the music. It doesn't get much better than that, right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were here last Monday.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. I was up there this past Monday night, and I actually got a couple of jerseys from them, too, man. Them boys are so nice, humble, and everything, man. They got me right. Once I networked with them for a few minutes, man, I mean, everything was just gravy from there.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, it was. Yes, it was. Roma, man, next time comes Super Bowl watch party, you got to come, bro. You got
me there.
I couldn't make it to you that time. I had a lot going on. It was also my future. Sonya Tons, that was her birthday. So I had a whole lot going on that day. But, man, everything worked out, though. Everything worked out. Yo, we're going to kick this thing off. Well, first, before we're going to get into some wheelhouse roulette, right? Now, Dad, WB, don't go nowhere. I got you. Don't go nowhere. Just before I'm going to get J&J, 3302 Williamsburg Road, Supreme Flea Market. Just go inside. Just keep hooking the left. You'll run right into them. You'll see the flags and stuff up in there, man. Yo, tell those guys Studio W sent you. They'll hook you up. But,
but you better get there soon because they're selling out. I called them
yesterday.
They'll
get some more. I told them to get some more.
Oh, they're getting some more. But I'm telling you, it's Christmas time, so people are running there, you know, buying Christmas presents and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to get over there today. 3302 Williamsburg Road. 3302 Williamsburg Road inside the Supreme Flea Market. And like Mill said, you tell them that Studio W sent you, hey, we got a discount going on there. Just drop the dime, okay?
Yeah, I was gonna get you some football socks, but all they had was Seahawks at that time, and I know how you feel about those guys. But anyway, guys,
I'll take them. You know, like I said, you know, I have no loyalty. I have no loyalty to any team.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
but see, but one guy that was loyal that we all gotta give our roses out to, and since you rocking the Pittsburgh Steelers, hey Dad,
yo.
Can you tell us about Franco Harris?
Oh man.
I wasn't born when all this was going on with Franco Harris, when and how he came out. So no one for real, honest, no one here can tell this better than you can right now.
Well, I tell you, that was when the Pittsburgh Steelers, boy, it was that amazing, amazing, immaculate reception. You guys see that? It was absolutely stunning. And this is when the steel, as a matter of fact, this was the time of the steel curtain, if I believe, if that memory serves me correctly, man. And as a matter of fact, he won the game on that. He died at the age of 72. As a matter of fact, he just died Tuesday, I believe, of this past week. But it was immaculate. As a matter of fact, on that team also, I believe you had Lynn Swann on that team. Lynn Swann was on that team.
Lynn Swann, Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I believe, how many Super Bowls did he win under Terry Bradshaw? Was that two or three? Four. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Four Super Bowls, 6 years.
That's amazing in itself. Because there are a lot of, believe it or not, folks, there are some teams out here who's never won a Super Bowl. All right? And to get to four, and it doesn't matter, boy, but that team right there, the Steel Curtain, you really want to play with them. Now, at that time, these guys didn't play inside of a dome either.
Oh, no, they played outside in elements like this. This is where football was born right here.
When you take a day like today where there's frigid temperatures all over the country.
And I'm playing football in Rail's backyard. Man.
But Franco Harris was one of a kind. And as much as the notoriety, as a matter of fact, he had more popularity than the mayor.
Yes, he did.
Oh, absolutely. And he was one of his most humble guys, if I understand. I never had a chance to meet him, obviously. But the people said, well, he would take time to talk to you. Didn't matter who you are. He would come up to you. And especially like some of these sports analysts, they were amazed that he recognized them and would say, start a conversation to them. They didn't have to go to him. He would come to them.
That's right.
Just amazing cat, man. 72 years old, way too young.
Yeah, he had what an amazing life. Kevin, you were telling me in the car earlier about the special they have going on for him, and
yes, yeah. The documentary, it is coming on tonight. excuse me. I'm not sure what time it's gonna be, but like I said, it's gonna be on an NFL network right before the Steelers Raiders game. The Raiders Steelers game will be at 8:15.
And that's ironic because they're about to celebrate the 50 years. It'll be 50 years since the Immaculate Reception. And right. That was really what kicked everything off. You know, that really sparked that championship run they had, that dynasty that they had. So it's just ironic that, you know, just right a couple of days before, you know, he goes on to glory, but he has the best seat in the house.
That's true.
And he will never be forgotten. Especially, with four championships, 4 and 6 years, Hall of Famer. You was a major part of that. Yeah. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Man, he will always, forever be missed. So, guys, Wheelhouse Roulette. That's how we gonna do this thing here. So, Mr. Kevin Harris.
Yes, sir.
We're going to kick this off with you. What you got going on?
Okay. So, I was watching the Thursday Night Football. The Jags against the Jets. Mm. That game was a total train wreck, to say the least. And why I say this, because I've never seen I've seen piss poor performances before on the field this year. But for some odd reason, and I thought Carson Wentz was bad, you know, and I've been on Carson Wentz, you know, all year long or whatever, but this one, Zach Wilson, they booed him on the field, like throughout the entire game. It was so bad. And the coach didn't, you know, take him out early enough. Like he played so scared, like, he couldn't get nothing right. He couldn't get any movement going. It was so terrible. They finally pulled him in the middle of the third quarter, for a third string quarterback. I think it was a Strebler. I think his name was. He tried, but they couldn't get nothing going that much either. But, and at the press conference, it's almost to the point that, you know, he basically was like, okay, you know, I gotta look at myself. I gotta find out what I need to do to get going. the way the body of work was, it was so bad. Like, I don't, and even the commentator was saying, I don't know if he's going to play again the rest of the year. It was horrible, to say the least. And we've seen horrible games throughout the season. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about, but the one this past Thursday night, you know, it was so horrible, but you couldn't turn away because there was nothing else on at the time. So that was my,
no, that's bad.
So that's my personal take on the Thursday night train wreck.
Yo, that game was so bad, man. Cause the guy, Steven Stevenson, he was horrible. But the Jets still play better for him than they did Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is done in New York. He has to go. Yeah. This team will not play for him. If that is the ultimate, indictment, if guys going to the game, your guys, your offensive linemen, your wide receivers, your skill players, your defense, they're going to the game with Mike effing white t-shirts on. If that wasn't an indication, then a guy coming off the practice squad, he was signed from the practice squad on Wednesday. He comes into the game and they play better for him than for you. Bruh. What language does the writing have to be on the wall to understand it is time for you to go? Whatever you need to work on is not going to happen in New York.
One word comes to mind, Bill. Retirement.
No, he's getting traded. No. He's still talented, but his welcome is worn out in New York. Mm. He's done.
I got it.
You know when you don't, you, if, what else you got to say? How else you gotta put it?
Hmm.
You're not welcome there, bruh.
Even Trevor Lawrence, even out.
So what do you think? Okay, you said he's still talented and he might fit. Well, where else will he fit? And what's the problem there? What is the main problem why they won't play for him? There's a reason for everything. What do you think it is?
He's cocky and arrogant and he's not as talented. I mean, he is talented, but he is not as talented as he was projected to be.
Mm-hmm.
See the indictment on the Jets is they had Justin Fields on the board. They chose Zach Wilson number two.
Mm.
And they knew he was boom or bust. He could be very good or he could be very bad. Now his problem with Zach Wilson is I see a lot of Carson Wentz in Zach Wilson.
Mm. I can't say that. I see a lot of Johnny Manziel and Jack
Wood. Oh, see, that's a train wreck waiting to happen.
One is just as bad as the other.
I had forgotten all about Manziel.
You look at how he played. He played just like Johnny Manziel did coming into the league, and it didn't last long.
Yeah, that's true. Because Manziel was only in the league. How many years? Was he in the league 5 years? I don't think it was that long.
2 years
and he was done. But I get that. But I say Carson Wentz because he has the arm talent. He just is not as seasoned. He's not just as good a quarterback as they made him out to be. He just needs a lot of work.
He can get over 1,000 yards in the season. He barely got that last year. Throwing them.
Well, see, let me tell you the problem is you can have all the talent in the world, but hey, look, folks, you guys already know it's a head game. All right.
True.
It's a head game, man. What? 90% is head. The other 10% is the ability to do whatever you want to do. That's how you guys bust, man.
And this is another thing. We are talking about the New York Jets. Yeah. Isn't it?
Quarterback since Chance.
Yeah, but I had hope. Yeah. I don't know why I had hope for the Jets.
Yeah. that was a mistake on my part in picking them. I said, well, I'm going against the grain just to see. And lo and behold, that just failed miserably.
No, I got a good question for you guys. Show me the Hall of Fame quarterback for the New York Jets that
outside of Joe Namath?
Man, y'all can miss me with Joe Namath.
Yeah, really.
Y'all can miss me with Joe Namath. Name the great Hall of Fame type quarterback for the New York Jets.
Where's
the Peyton Manning? Where's the John Elway? Where's that guy for the New York Jets? Because miss me with Joe Namath.
Well, I'm gonna miss completely because I can't think of any.
There isn't anything behind them. Honestly.
They never really had.
The point.
They had a good quarterback when they had Chad Pennington back there. They was.
Yeah, but the offensive line was so bad that it almost got it killed.
What about
yeah, that's when they had Chapin. That's when they had Keyshawn, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They had a good defense too.
The defense has always been there with New York. The defense has always been there with the Jets. It's always the offense. Once the offense can match that up, that's when they can. Oh, my bad, brother. But that's when they can get places. Martin.
Curtis Martin.
Yeah, they had a running. They don't have that running game with all Breece Hall. They had something going with Breece Hall.
Yeah.
It fell off.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, going back to your question. Who have they ever. Nothing stands out.
They fix that, miss me with the Jets.
Hey, I was hopeful this year, though.
I was too.
And it started out pretty good.
I lost a lot of points behind them.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I tell you, who is surprising me this year, though?
Of picks behind them this year.
Who is surprising me, though? The Lions.
The Lions, yes.
They are scared.
They are definitely surprising me. I'm saying, shucks. Do I have to get a Lions jersey? I might have to.
Yes. Okay. So is that your wheelhouse roulette topic? The Lions?
No. I'll come back. I'm still thinking.
No, let's see, right? Well, okay.
I'm still thinking. Okay. I got to come with something better than that. But the Lions, okay, you guys remember, I always say, when you said beginning of the season, and my question was, why is the Lions on Thanksgiving Day? And somebody clarified that for me. It's all about the dollar bill, right?
Yep.
Okay, it's all about the dollar bill.
Think about the owner.
Yeah,
think owner's about owner's last name is what?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What commercial they cut to?
Oh. Okay.
Okay. We'll be back. What commercial they go to right before they come back from the commercial?
Yeah, okay.
Is either the first one or the last one?
Yep. Oh, it's going to be there. Absolutely.
But it's going to be there.
I said, shucks, man. Okay. But anyway, Detroit Lions, they are really, man, they shocked me so many. And I think it's a young team. Detroit is basically a young team, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
And they are balling, man. I said, oh, good luck.
Now, I'm going to let Detroit be my wheelhouse.
That's a great topic, actually. Great topic.
Because I'm going to tell you like this.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, you can take it over. What is the difference with Detroit this year versus the years previously? All right? Okay.
No, Dan Campbell.
That's falling up.
Yeah, the whole biting the kneecap scenario. Y'all laughed at
that press conference.
When guys buy into what you're saying, you got some dogs out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I told y'all the beginning of the season. I said, y'all, these Lines hit different.
You did.
We struggled to beat them.
You did.
But we didn't beat them. And the reason being, That first three quarters, man, that they sent like six.
Uh-oh.
It was just a couple of drives. Jalen Hurts ain't had the chance to get the ball off.
See?
And then we get to their starting corners. One of the starting corners got hurt.
Bang.
And then they started backing off, started playing conservative because without them playing press, we really couldn't find them to a rhythm. But once, I forgot the corner's name, but once he went down, they started playing more coverage because they didn't have any depth.
Okay. Let's go back to what you just said. They've been rushing six.
Yeah. When they going to send six.
Look.
And
very few teams can hold up to that, right? Very few teams. I told you guys, man, because these cats that's rushing four, okay, and playing a prevent defense, all right? A prevent defense to me means you're preventing yourself from winning. That's right. Because, man, I told you, if I were the coach, especially defensive coach, I'd be sending six.
Yeah, when they send that six, you're not getting the ball off.
This is my point.
You're not.
That's my point.
The end that they got, Hutchinson, he's an animal.
He's a beast.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great pickup from the Vikings, too.
I'm talking about the boy, the deep end.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson. He is a real
He is dog. A monster.
Yeah.
And he will get to the quarterback and to the rest of them. But they started falling behind because then the other starting corner went out. Mm-hmm. See, injuries started taking over, so they couldn't play the way they want. So now all these guys are coming back healthy. Mm-hmm. And they first round pick,
Jameson from Alabama.
He's finally playing now.
Right.
He wasn't playing early in the season. So now Jared Goff got some more weapons. The squad is coming back healthy. Now they're playing the style of ball they've been wanting to play all season long.
They're playing to win. They say, well, look, we're going to let it all hang out. Every game we coming at you. I love that. I love a team like that. All right. Yeah. When you start playing weak, man, like I said, you rushing three, you rushing four, you're not winning anything. It ain't going to happen. And you made an excellent point, Bill. You start sending six, the quarterback's not getting the ball up.
No, he's okay. not.
So he's not getting the ball out. Then what you do? They have to rely on it on the rushing game.
That's
okay.
What they did against us with Carson Wentz. They just kept sitting in the house.
Sit in the house.
He couldn't do nothing.
That's the way I would coach.
He couldn't get out of it.
I would.
That's right.
Every game, I would bring the house.
I said six, man to man with four.
I ain't lying to you.
They basically did the same thing. Uh-huh. Somehow, they barely beat us. They let them come back.
Yeah, because you can't send six the whole game.
Why not?
Stamina. You gotta sub these guys in and out. You gotta sub these guys in and out, so you can't.
I'd be sending, look, all day long. You think I'm joking? You know I ain't joking. I'm coming at you, boy.
Oh, we coming.
I will come at you. No question about it. And the reason, I don't know why a lot of teams haven't caught on to that. You can do the math. You know, like you said, send six and one-on-one coverage, you know, and your boys, and the corners and the safeties, they got to do their job.
Yes, they do.
And they can't do their job if you send a six on them.
We're going to win.
Shucks, man. All right.
Okay, I got a special guest
fired up around here because
I got a special guest coming on the show with me, a close personal friend of mine. I know what he's here to talk about. Yo, y'all welcome my man, Mr. Sean Thomas. How you doing, Sean?
How's it going?
Oh, we doing a little thing called Wheelhouse Roulette. You know, everybody, you know, just pick a topic to talk about in sports before we get into our NFL picks. I already know where you want to go with this. So before we go over there, I want to ask Mr. Romar Smith, my co-host, what's in his wheelhouse real quick.
In my wheelhouse, I'm gonna talk about how much money that these New York Mets have been spending this all season. I know they're building a win now team in baseball. They got Verlander. Then they end up stealing the boy Correa, which we talked about.
Correa, yeah. He decided, let's see, how much they signed it for?
$170 million.
Yeah. But they didn't, this is the thing. The Mets didn't steal him. It was San Francisco that pulled back on the deal at the last minute. They had questions about how his physical was, cause he has a history of lower back injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So San Francisco said, hold on, I think they said they had some issues with the physical, like he passed it, but they said they had some issues with it,
mm-hmm.
and they might want to like reevaluate it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pulled back on the deal. So that's when New York said, hey, we ain't got to go through all that. We'll give you this right here and you just come play for us.
And
he was like, word.
He said, yeah, sure. Give me the money.
Yeah. I ain't got to see another doctor. Okay. So it's not so much they stole them from him. Hey, New York said
they snagged them.
Hey. So now, with these new additions,
and they got a good
what do you expect out of the Mets coming up? What do you expect out of them?
They should win. They should be facing somebody for a bid to go to the World Series this year coming up.
All right, let's see.
I mean,
because the Mets really haven't been relevant if you really think about it.
They have.
All right, when's the last time the Mets were relevant?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, they were actually this close to catching the division until the Braves caught them at the last month. So the thing about it was they'll be in first place for three quarters of the season, but yet they'll always find ways to choke.
But Pete Alonso disappears.
They always find him.
Yeah, I do notice that.
He disappears.
But you notice that? Notice one thing about that nowadays? Now, it's just not Pete Alonso. You know, my boy Aaron Judge went kind of missing, too.
Yeah, but Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he disappeared, but.
I mean, but he still established, like, 60 home runs.
Yeah,
but
after he broke that record.
But hold on. What did you hear as a piece of Pete Alonso after the All-Star game? Really? He ain't produced too much after that.
After the home run derby and everything,
he didn't produce much.
And he always and he's always a contestant on home run. He loves that home run derby. But they say those when you compete in a home run derby, since it's not the same style of ball that you hit or things like that, it changes your it's hard to change back to hitting a normal baseball.
Wow. I never thought about that.
It changes something about you. Wow. And it's hard to come back from.
Well, it's interesting how that is, because you see that it happens to a lot of great players too, because the second half is a lot different from the first half.
That's amazing. I never thought about that. I mean, it might be the speed of the ball coming at you.
Yeah. I mean, right? all that factors in. Cause you're hitting like 60 on like 70-80 mile an hour fastballs instead of 100 mile an hour fastballs. Yeah. The ball is a different texture.
It may not be coming 80 miles an hour. It may not be coming that fast if you think about it.
It's a very hittable ball.
Right.
And
you don't have the change ups and everything like that?
No.
No. Wow. That's I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, so it changes how you swing. So I can see how Pete Alonso can fall off, but hey, that's on Pete Alonso. He wants to break the record for having the most home run derby championships.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a fan of his.
I'm a fan of the home run derby. I'm a fan of that too. You know what I would do? If I were in the home run derby, all right, and then to get my mind back again, then you got to go into some serious, you know, practice, you know, to get your timing and everything back, because it's all about timing. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, but just to keep it in baseball, you see how many of these long term.
Hand coordination. You know,
yeah, they want to lock him up for life.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a lot of players signing these big time, big money deals, getting these long term contracts, 10, 12, 13 year deals, $300 and some million.
No, I wouldn't even do that.
No, that's what a lot of teams have done this offseason in baseball.
Yeah, that doggone front office, think about that. Well, you will probably sign a man to a 10 year contract. No, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
Four, 5 years? Yeah, max. To me.
I mean, but baseball is totally different than any other sport.
I understand that.
That's 100. They almost play like 200 games or better out.
I would
sign my baseball players long-term deals.
10-year contract?
Yes.
Not me.
Is it the normal thing now these days?
I don't care what's normal.
Yeah.
The least acceptable. It is the normal thing now.
Yeah, that's how I said it wasn't. If I was
the owner of an NFL team or an NBA team, I wouldn't. But with baseball, I would.
Okay.
Because I can manage that contract a whole lot better and I can send them down to the farm team if I have to, you know, to rehab injuries, things. And it's a lot more flexible. Mm-hmm. The money's a lot more flexible in baseball than it is in football or basketball. A lot more. There's no salary cap.
Yeah.
Well, that's true too.
But still, I can spend whatever I want.
And you almost get all your money guaranteed.
And if I own the Yankees, yes, I'm locking up an Aaron Judge for 10 years.
Mm.
Yeah, locking up Gerrit Cole for 10 years, that would be a huge mistake. But that's neither here nor there.
Uh-huh.
Guys like Juan Carlos Stanton, yeah, I'm not locking him up for 10 years. Now I'm really trying to get rid of him. You know, if you really want to call space around here. And you know, guys like, you know, get some more solid pitching. That's the problem. That's the problem with my Yankees. But that's not what I want to talk about. Basketball.
Oh boy.
Yep, let's go.
Let's go.
Come on.
I was talking with my guy Roma last night.
Mm.
And he brought up something real interesting, that it's 10 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It's about to get hot in here.
It's going to get real hot.
It's going to get hot in here.
Oh yeah.
So, My wheelhouse roulette, I got the question.
Oh boy.
Who's better?
Oh boy. Are we going by conferences or what?
You don't know where I'm going. You know where I'm going with it. Yeah. We're going to keep it clean, though. Hey, Sean, if you're here, I want to hear you. Hey, I'm going to throw in this question at you when you get back on, Sean.
Oh, boy.
This might be good.
This could be real good. I promise you that. Okay.
Kyrie.
Oh, boy.
Versus Ja Morant.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy.
Who you got?
Ja Morant. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Not only can this cat jump out of the gym, he is box office, right? I'm talking about, and he's only like 6'2", right? Jump out of the gym, scoring, rebounding, assist. He has the all-around game. And I think Kyrie is, to me, Kyrie is more of a selfish player. Look, Romar over there, don't bite your lip off, Romar. Okay? No. Ja Morant, Kyrie, great scorer. Okay? Handle. There's no question about it. Okay? But the thing about it is, Kyrie is more of a selfish player than Ja Morant, and Ja Morant will give it to you each and every night. I'm telling you, I think his head is more in the game than Kyrie. Because Kyrie is one of these kind of guys that's sort of sensitive a little bit. You know, he wears feelings on his shoulder, right? Like I said, no question about his talent. He can shoot. Okay. And he has a great handle. But if we look at assists, who has more assists, Kyrie or Ja? I guarantee you Ja has more assists than Kyrie. And I'm not even looking at the stats
check.
Right now.
I got to fact check that one.
But I believe that. I really believe that. All around, Ja Morant, no question about it. Matter of fact, the record is going to prove for itself, because when you look at the Western Conference, you've got the Nuggets 22-11, okay, and then you've got the Grizzlies 20-11, and the Grizzlies 20-11, right? Okay, and then you come on down. Okay, look at the overall record, and now, oh boy, I'm giving it a make a mistake here, because the Nets right now are 21-12. They're on an 8-game winning streak. All right? Kyrie, okay, he has contributed to that. Okay. However, back to my original thing. Now, I'll throw one out to the audience here. All right? Who would you pay to see right now today? Kyrie or Ja? Kevin?
I'm glad you brought it over here. Now, if we was go to, say, a Wizards game, Wizards-Grizzlies game, I would definitely pay to see that, too, you know, because, like I say, it's worth the money, and there's going to be a lot of jerseys. You probably see a whole lot of more, like, Ja jerseys being sold, too.
That's right.
Then you know, and it, I mean, a lot of times the road teams have tend to take over, you know, when you come to a Wizards game, because I'm going to tell you what just for the experience itself. You know, this is one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments where you get to see what I call a once-in-a-generational talent player like Ja. And also, think about it, to your point, it's all about the mental. Because remember, Ja has been there every night to this so far. I haven't heard him got any injuries. Again, I may be wrong. You can fact-check behind me on that if you want. But like I said, Ja has been there day in and day out. He's put in a lot of work. And the highlights, I mean, he's like I can see a little bit of Dominique Wilkins in him, too.
Mm.
Because think about it. You know, you always talk about, you know, he's a human highlight reel. The new generation is highlight reel.
That's right.
So and you remember how we go back old school, WB, about, you know, how Dominique used to be – oh man, he be showing off like all the time. And Ja's doing the same thing. He's got a lot of Dominique in him. He's got multiple players, you know, in them in DNA. You can combine 1, 2, maybe 3 players in one person.
That's right. That's right. Pete Maravich, like you said, Dominique, Allen Iverson.
True.
All right. And this cat, man, look.
You can put Derrick Rose in there, too.
Hey, Ro, your lip is bleeding over there. He's biting his lip again.
No, I,
No. Hey, Kevin. Answer,
yes, sir.
Answer this for me.
All right.
Ja, Kyrie. All right. You got somebody had two tickets and you could only have one. Which one would you take?
I'm taking Ja.
Yeah, okay. That's my point.
I'm going to just say it like this.
No, answer the question, bro.
I understand that Ja is the highlight. He's going to give them to you every night. Yes.
And
he'll fill up the box score.
That's right.
But look at what this Kyrie, he might be a little bit selfish or whatever.
A little?
But when you have these stars, that's prima donnas, they act that way.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not paying you to act that way.
But at the same time, you're not going to treat me no in kind of way because you pay me money.
Don't. It ain't all about.
But I'm not saying that's how it is with all owners, but.
Who contributes more to the team? Who is a better contributor to their team, Ja or Kyrie?
Right now, Kyrie and this 8-game streak, they've been averaging over 30 a game.
Okay,
they're averaging about like 30 a game.
Okay,
and KD is finally working. He done cleared his mind. He done dealt with all the scrutiny and everything.
Right.
And Kyrie is playing. And that is a real problem for anybody that got to match up with them.
Right, you got two tickets.
I'm gonna go see all the highlights. I'm gonna go with Ja. But
you just answered my question.
But
you just answered my
question. But Kyrie is the best ball handling guard in the NBA, hands down.
That is at all facets of the game, though.
Kyrie can do it at all facets.
All facets of the game.
Yes, he can.
Can Kyrie jump like Ja?
He probably don't have that jump in the ball.
Okay. Does he have the assist that Ja has?
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Yes, I mean, look it up, Mill. Does he have the assist that Ja
has? He's not. Huh? He has not played enough games.
And why is that? Like you said, your best ability is your availability, right? Am I right, Mill?
That's true.
All right then. Okay.
That's true.
All right.
I have no horse.
Who is? I'm not looking at any stats. Who's leading in assists? Ja or Kyrie?
Actually, I looked it up right.
Uh-huh.
Tyrese Halliburton is leading the league in.
Kyrie has more assists than Ja.
I don't know what Kyrie's on the list, but I think Ja's like 6 or 7.
I got him. He's like number 5 right now.
Okay. Where's Kyrie?
You have to Google Kyrie.
On the back page. Okay, somebody give me some stats here. Give me some stats. Okay,
I don't really need stats.
I just want to know. Okay,
but this is the thing. This is my take on it.
Oh Lord.
What?
This is my take.
What?
See, the question is who you got. Now, I was referring to. I was alluding to like head to head. You got Kyrie, Ja Morant. You talking about box office? I'm gonna give you different angle.
Uh-huh.
One on one.
One on one.
I hate to say this, Dad, but Ja Morant's not beating Kyrie one on one.
I don't know. You don't think so? Why is that?
No,
I think so.
That Uncle ball handle, he gonna be
effective. Kyrie, when you talking about one on one, Kyrie is a better defender.
Okay.
He's a better defender than Ja.
Ja is quicker.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Am I?
Yeah, right. You can call it right about even. Man, Kyrie is just so magical with the ball. He's like, now you see me, now you
Ja is not?
And he's not, but I still gotta give it to Kyrie because Kyrie is he plays up to his competition.
But Ja
as talented as Ja is, Kyrie has that ability to match that level and go just a step further.
I love that point. He plays up to the competition. Ja just plays no matter what the competition is. Ja, Ja is going to give it to you every night. Kyrie.
And Kyrie will give it to you when he's there.
So, okay, so what happened last year in the first round when he had to face Mr. Kerr? Ja did.
All right.
Guess who stole the show every night?
Okay.
It won't Ja.
Who stole it?
3-6 Mafia.
Whoop that trick! Whoop that trick! Kevin.
The dude that won the
I need some stats here. Kyrie rebound, assist, scoring. Okay, right.
Well, I'm looking up, the top, say, 50.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have to actually laugh at this one.
What is that?
Because Kyrie's not even mentioned.
Like I said, you had to Google the stats.
Oh, no,
I got the stats right here, too.
I got the team stats right now.
All right.
For the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, you had to Google Kyrie stats.
Kyrie's averaging 25 points.
All right. Game. Uh-huh.
5 rebounds.
Uh-huh.
And 4.5 assists.
All right. Give me Ja. Okay.
I know Ja's averaging like 7-something assists, and he's close to 30 points a game. I don't know how many rebounds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And his team is in first place. Well, they're tied with the Nuggets.
Yes.
They have the same record.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So we already agreed Ja has more assists, right? Ja has more points averaging, right?
7.9 assists.
Okay. Against Kyrie's 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. Points. Ja is close to 30. Kyrie is around 25.
How many pieces of jewelry from the NBA Ja got?
What?
I'm just
asking. Ja's only been in the league 3 years.
Okay, Kyrie wasn't in the league that long when he got his one piece of jewelry.
Oh, look, see, you're going to skip. That's a cheap shot.
only because he is a game-winning jumper, against Golden State. That's like his only main highlight.
No. Go back to the game before that one. Him and LeBron both scored 42. Man. He showed up in those games with LeBron when they won that championship.
Uh-huh. Hey, Bill, who's on the screen with you? Who's on the screen with you?
Just me, Kevin Romar.
Oh, I thought you had another guest to come in.
Yeah, he's in and out. I don't know where he went. Okay. He'll be back shortly.
But now, all right, okay, let's go back over now, stats-wise. Okay. Rebounds. Who has more rebound? Ja or Kyrie?
It's going to be Ja.
It's going to be Ja. Okay. All right. Ooh, this is so good. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that one, Ja got 6.4 rebounds.
Oh, okay. And Kyrie.
One more rebound better than Kyrie.
I'll take it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't care. As long as I win. All right.
What's the prize? There's no winners in this.
Ain't no crying in baseball. What's your point? So the point I'm getting at, okay. Rebound, Ja. Scoring, Ja. Okay, assist, job. Ro, what else you got to say, bro? Huh? Yeah.
Kyrie still. Like said, one-on-one, I got Kyrie.
You don't know that? Oh.
Because that's the only time I can guarantee Kyrie will be available.
Right. Availability is the main key here.
Okay. I'm thinking from a one-on-one perspective. Now, you're talking about on the floor. I mean, there's no question. There's no question about that, but.
And guess what?
Hold on.
Can Kyrie out-jump y'all? No.
Hold on, man.
He does not have to.
I'm sorry, but. What? I'm looking at these stats.
And?
Almost the same.
They ain't almost the same. If Ja has two more rebounds.
Ja Morant averages 26.5 points a game.
Okay. And Kyrie?
25.
All right.
7 rebounds. Kyrie averaging 5 rebounds.
That's 2 more rebounds. Go ahead.
And assist.
Assist?
All right, that's two better assists than Kyrie.
Guess what? You lose.
I might lose, but...
Ain't no Mike.
They're too comparable in the stats.
It ain't that comparable. No.
To me,
and where is the Nets in the standings?
Number 4.
And the Grizzlies are tied for number 1
with a 21-12.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
Now, if you want to go by percentages. That the Grizzlies actually are beaten by is a very slim margin. So it's basically almost even between the teams as far as, like the wins.
That's the team.
Right.
Fine.
I get that.
But the team is better. I don't care if it's by the slimmest amount. I don't care if the margin is razor thin. I don't care.
It's a fair argument.
All right. Okay. Cause look at, Cleveland. Was it Cleveland? No, Chicago beat New York by what? 1 point. Okay, that's all I need. If I beat you by 1, I still beat you.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Studio W Sports Page. I'm your host, Bill. I got Mr. Romar Smith to my right, Kevin Harris to my left. WB in the background. We just having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, this is awesome.
And I got my man just joining us today, Mr. CJ Richardson. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, man, I know you're hearing this going on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, CJ, I don't know if you heard the conversation tonight. You got two tickets.
I just came in like 3 minutes ago.
Okay. You got it. Somebody holding up two tickets. All right. You got a choice. Kyrie Irving or Ja Morant. Who you going with?
That's tough right there.
It ain't that tough.
It is tough.
It ain't that tough.
Hold on. You asked me a question. But
I sure did. Okay, sir.
So we talking about from a basketball point of view, or are we talking about worldly topics?
We're talking about basketball point of view.
Point of view, if I get to see Kyrie, I get to see KD.
No, that's a cheap shot. But that's a cheap shot.
That's a real shot.
That's a cheap shot.
Yeah, no, them tickets ain't cheap.
Okay.
My point is, if I get to see Kyrie, I'm guaranteed to get to see KD.
That's true. You
know? And so I'm going to go with the 2 for the 1. I'd rather go with the 2.
Okay.
No. Kyrie and all the drama, I want to see what he wrote on his shoes. You know? I want to see if KD got a haircut. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I want to see them threes rain. Uh-huh.
No, see, you guys believe in the filibuster. Let's go ahead. Let's talk. Okay. All right, CJ.
Were you getting at? What was your point,
though? Oh, you heard my point. The point is...
I wasn't here.
Okay, all right. Let's look at one-on-one. I'm talking about points, rebounds, assists, okay? Everything that goes along with it, right? And you got two teams. Let's forget about KD. Let's forget about everything. Ja or Kyrie?
I'm still going with Kyrie at this
point. Okay, all right. That's okay.
Kyrie is a world champion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what y'all won other than his mom?
Okay, Kyrie's been in the league how long now?
It don't matter.
It does matter. How many years, Kyrie?
You're not accepting my answer.
Okay.
You want me to sway towards you. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to see Kyrie. You either coming or not with the other ticket. Which one are you
going
to do?
I'm going to see Ja. I'm going to see Ja. Hey, CJ, I respect your opinion, brother. Okay. Okay. Points. Okay, rebounds, assists. Okay, who's better?
All right, hold on. See, now you asking a hypothetical.
There ain't no hypothetical. No, actually, that's factual, bro. That's factual.
You keep asking all these questions and interfering in the answer.
I know, sir. I'm sorry.
If you ask me about points and rebounds, Ja is forced to do more for his team than Kyrie is. So it's like load management. The ball has to be in Ja Morant's hand. He has to get the bulk of the points to lead his team to victory. KD can drop 40. Kyrie don't have to drop that many.
Mm-hmm.
He got better players. I ain't gonna say better players around him. Their chemistry around him is a little bit different. The setup is different. What's asked of each player is different.
Uh huh. So okay.
Points as we stand now, Ja gonna get more points.
All right. Rebound.
He's got the ball in his hand most of the time.
That's right.
Okay.
Rebound. Okay. Look at the stats. Ja is leading in all of them. Not only points, rebounds, assists. Okay. And Ja can jump out of the gym. And he's a human highlight reel.
Okay. What you saying now?
You know what I said. Okay. I'm talking about.
First of all, he ain't no AI 2.
What?
He stole Kobe Bryant emblem off the shoe and just made it a JA.
Uh huh.
That ain't a.
What's
that
the point?
Kobe Bryant Black Mamba fake symbol.
That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
Y'all know he stole that man. A snake looking JA.
Don't be dissing my boy like that. I'm gonna tell you, but if you look at
Nike,
overall,
Nike cut ties with the person you put up against, Kyrie.
Exactly.
Yeah, Nike cut ties with him because he's a head case.
But he can ball though.
And y'all can ball.
I don't care about his mental stability. I don't care about. Basketball. This is a basketball.
If you got a mental case in your team, it ain't gonna help your team.
I ain't saying nothing about
team.
You
talking about You talking about Ja and Kyrie, right? I'm talking about a guy that went number one off of 9 games in the college basketball
season. Uh-huh.
And Kyrie Irving.
Okay. But
that's basically like jumping from high school.
We are, we're the pros now, bro.
Okay, but still.
They've accomplished the same, they accomplished the same.
Okay. Kevin.
Yeah.
Sir. Okay, let's see, assists. Ja was 7 assists a game.
Right.
Kyrie 5. Okay, points. Ja is averaged over 26. Kyrie's averaged what, 24, 25?
25.
Okay, 25. Rebounds. Okay, Ja is what? Leading in rebounds as well. Okay, so CJ, my point is, yeah, Ja has to score more, but guess what? He got nice chemistry around him. He got a nice team around him. But in every stat that you look at, Ja is leading.
Because he has to.
He does. Well, guess what?
I got one question, and maybe we can go to something else.
I know this one is burning your feet. Okay, go on.
Honestly, can you answer this honestly?
Yes, sir.
Has he won anything yet?
Not yet.
We'll holler back then.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, you know, it's about that time. It is 10:05.
Uh-oh. Is that time for the picks?
Yep. Yes, it's time for the picks.
And, all right.
You know, we're going to do this thing a little bit differently. Mr. CJ, you got your Cowboys gear on. I got my Eagles gear on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I wish we could be on the screen, though, so we could see
each other. Oh, you can do that, too. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Eye to eye. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Let's do that.
I thought my screen was on.
No, I got all I see is Studio W across everything. I don't see nothing.
Hold on 1 second.
Y'all got the blocker on.
No, go back. Go back where you were.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's buzzing? I see what's buzzing.
All right. We're going to fix this right now.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of dirt your daddy might have on.
We're going to fix this right now.
Yeah, he might got
there you go.
Oh,
and I'm wearing
cold.
Yeah.
What's cold?
That's right.
All of
that? Uh-oh.
That's right, yes. CJ.
Hey, God,
I'm wearing the Steelers here.
Hey, God, I met you. Santa sent you. This play ain't coming today.
I know you're talking to Trey. He's talking. Let me get that one.
Cowboy is like 10. Let me get that one. Uh-oh. We ain't even got to discuss the game. I don't want to talk about Daddy. Yeah. I don't want to talk about nobody. Cowboys by 10.
Cowboys.
All the Washington fans out there think that I'm celebrating with them. You getting your swift in there.
Okay. And Cowboys, Eagles, what?
Come yes, on. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
when,
sir.
When is,
yes.
When is this game?
This game is in Dallas.
When?
4:25.
Today?
Yes, today.
Okay.
On Fox.
Hey, CJ. Hey, Nikki, you know they had a thing called a crying towel. I'm gonna ship you one. Yeah, cause you're going down, bro.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Whoa.
Yes, sir. You going down today, see.
I see.
That's the show on it. That's the show on it then. Call it the CJ Richardson Show next week.
And after you lose, then what is it gonna be called?
Then you can call my show the Mill Brown Show.
Oh, hey, Mill, I guess you got a show coming up on CJ's channel.
Man, I got so much going on. Why y'all always give me more work to do?
Huh? Hey, I like starting stuff. You know me.
On Sports Center? Not so fast, buddy. Here's the deal, man. Y'all think, okay, Minshew, he can run the offense just as good as Jalen Hurts. Uh-oh. Y'all not going to miss a beat or whatever the case may be. Oh, you're going to miss a beat, bro. You're going to miss a beat. You know, I'm still expecting a great game, and turnovers will decide it.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't. Jalen Hurts is one of them animals that are. You can't replace an MVP candidate, you know, just like, oh, he knows the system. It don't work like that, bro.
No, it doesn't.
It don't work like that, you know. And when we played y'all with Cooper Rush, you know, Dak might not have been an MVP candidate, but you saw the drop off. You know, you can go 13-1 playing George Wolf, Hermitage, you know.
Like that. Ooh, that's a cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot. But when you're playing teams that kind of match up, y'all got some deficiencies on your team, and we got some too. Whoever can exploit those deficiencies today is going to win the game. Like, you know, our backup cornerback situation We tried to address it with a week worth of Band-Aid. We don't know how that's going to hold up. And I'm just being real, because A.J. Brown and Devontae can stretch the field. You got your tight end coming back. You're supposed to have the number one offense and defense in line. So we got problems. But if we can just get to Minshew, we can balance this thing out, boy. Because he ain't going to run like Jalen was running.
No, he's not. Thing.
If we keep him in between the tackles and get that darn beard wrinkled up a little bit, oh, it's going to be a good day for Cowboy Nation. I expect us to put up a few points. The best thing about this game for both teams is the game is indoors in a controlled atmosphere. Because if that thing was in Philly today, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little cold and chilly. It's cold in Dallas today.
I know. Yeah, it's cold down there. But see, this the thing. I just hope everybody comes out healthy.
That's the key.
I just hope everybody comes out healthy. Yeah, we getting Dallas Goedert back. Yeah, Jalen Hurts don't really have – he wanted to go, but at the end of the day, you know, Nick Sirianni just pulled the plug on and said, no, we're starting Minshew. He's been practicing with the first team all week. We got a game plan. We got to – don't worry about it, because at the end of the day, win or lose – nothing really happens. This is really all about bragging rights and to proving that who's the better team in the division.
But I just love
win that. Or lose, no one loses any ground.
But you know, I would just have it be like a Christmas present to me with the Cowboys going down.
It is a Christmas present.
Rush six.
Win or lose, it is a Christmas present because I get to watch my team on Christmas Eve, and thanks to the Cowboys, who are the most watched, most talked about team in NFL history.
And I don't know how or why. I really don't.
You talking about him on your show now, boy.
Come on, man. I get that.
We talk about it now because he's on the schedule. And we talk about because I hate him.
Listen to me. We get that everywhere, man.
You deserve it, too. When the last time y'all won anything?
Today we get to show you. It doesn't matter who shows up, just like week six. It don't matter. At the end of the game, when the clock strikes zero and Cowboys win, that's all you need to know.
Okay, all right. End of the game, the clock strikes zero and the Cowboys lose. You better wake up and apologize.
That's not going to be the same Cowboys we saw in week six. They're not going to be the same Cowboys. We will not be the same Eagles y'all saw in week six.
And you know how you talk about
the defensive line has gotten better since then. But you know our running game has gotten better since then.
I know all that. But you know, just like you talk about the Utah Jazz, these are the Dallas Cowboys.
No, they're different. No. Their names match. Utah Jazz just doesn't match. Well, that's my only beef with the Utah Jazz.
I'm talking about the team.
Since we make an NBA and NFL comparison, y'all the Clippers.
Now, we actually won something.
Yeah.
My point, you won something, but it took you 90 years. The Clippers going to win. All that sugar, honey, iced tea, not understanding this.
I think the Eagles won a Super Bowl since the...
Daddy, look, you don't even have a team. Let the grown folks...
Don't worry. You know what?
It was all good in the NFL to the Cowboys.
CJ, you didn't have to go there. That was low, bro.
What jersey you got on today?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. In the league.
Hey, look here.
I like him.
But who am I wearing, though?
Mean Joe Green.
That's right.
Well, you want me to go ahead and get you a coat?
Yeah, please.
Hey, Mean Joe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look at while you're at it, ship me a case of them, all right?
I got you, bro.
All right, bro.
Y'all funny as I don't know.
But you got...
Oh, yeah, in case I forget, man. Happy holidays, everybody.
Man, same for you, bro.
Yes, happy holidays. CJ.
Y'all crazy, man.
We're going to spank that behind one more time for you, just let you know who we are. But, hey, win or lose, I respect you. Win or lose, I always got that love respect
give
for you.
Give me your score today, Mill. What you think the score will
be? I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think that defense is going to show up, and Gardner Minshew is not going to put up, you know, he's not going to blow everybody out of the water. He's not. But he's going to do enough just to keep it. So I'm going to say 24-14.
All right, this is what I think will happen today, because everybody think Cowboys are weak against the run, which we've really improved against the run the last several weeks anyway. However, y'all gonna try to pound the Brock, and the only passing I'm worried about is them quick ends and them screens. Other than that, I'm not worried about a whole lot going down the field. If you establish the run, you're gonna get some play action. I agree to that. But just dropping back and passing, I don't think that's gonna work today.